Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, let's talk about plastic pipes versus copper and metal. What are some of the pros and cons of both of those?
Well, for the most part, a lot of our piping materials are going more towards plastic now. As far as water lines, you have CPVC pipes, you have PEX pipes, and then there are several other, but those are the most common plastic water lines. And then from a drain pipes, it would be PVC is commonly what we use in our area. That hasn't always been that way. Years ago, copper was more common. And then before that, you had galvanized, and the drain pipe, you had cast iron. And then before that, you even went to clay and concrete drain pipes. So obviously, as the products and materials have evolved, you know, we've gotten better at things. Not every innovation is sound, and sometimes something is created or manufactured that doesn't stand the test of time. However, PEX and PVC have stood that test of time. And a couple of the things that the one good thing about plastic pipe, especially water lines, is that not all water is non-corrosive. There is a water quality that can actually eat away at metals. It's called acidic water. And if someone has acidic water and you have copper pipes or brass pipes or metal pipes, then that water will eventually eat away and put pinholes in the pipe. Plastic, you don't have that. Water does not eat away at the plastic. And most of our plastic products, that especially all the ones that we put in and most of the products on the market, are safe for drinking water. So it's not degrading the plastic as the water runs through it or anything like that. So you're not drinking that plastic. As far as drain lines go, you know, PVC has been around for quite a few years, and it's really proven itself to be really have very few downsides to it as long as it's installed properly. One of the things about metal or cast iron pipes for the drains in the years past, cast iron is a very and probably the most durable pipe that you can have. However, the joints, it was its weak spot. They were put together with lead, and you'd have to melt lead and put the joints together. And over time, those joints become leak, and they cause sewage to leak into the home or under the house or something like that. And that's just unsafe. So really, you know, plastic is a good thing as long as it's installed properly and you have the good quality plastic products.
How do we know when it's time to think about replacing?
Well, one of the things, you know, obviously plumbing pipes, you have water lines, you have drain lines. The water lines are always under pressure. And so if you get a pinhole in your copper pipe, more than likely there's going to be more leaks that follow. So I would say if you get one leak, the whole piping system is of the same age and has been used under the same circumstances for the same time that the pipe that leaking is. So I would say that if you have one leak, you might want to seriously consider replacing the piping just simply to prevent some sort of leak from damaging your home.
And then you all can kind of walk us through the pros and the cons a little bit more in detail when we're thinking about replacing, right? For especially, you know, specific to our home and our area.
Absolutely. There's different layouts, different situations that may warrant a different recommendation. So that is definitely something that we can review and help a homeowner understand.
All right. So if you're thinking about replacing your piping soon, or you have any more questions about anything James talked about today, reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing. That number is 540-483-9382.